Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight in this very ring, first, a 300 pounds of blood and muscle, El Hijo de Godzilla, and his tag team partner, who is 180, the pure fat-free muscle, who may look skinny, but he will take your head off in the ring. He is El Queso. And me, I am the announcer, El Pendejo. Take it away, Queso.
That was
That's
amazing.
That's beautiful, Steven. That's fucking beautiful. Sorry, we're cracking up here. All right. All right. So I'm Carl from Deviant Legion. I'm still cracking up. And, of course, Incredibly Straight Films and Film and Stuff. Glad you're with us today for our commentary watch of Hispanic Appreciation Month of Santo and the Blue Demon versus Dracula and the Wolfman. And with me, I'd like to welcome back Doc, otherwise known as Eric Almond. It is so nice to have you back, Doc. Seriously.
It's great to be back, but we have an even more special guest. And I'll let
Absolutely.
You introduce him, Carl.
And before I introduce Stephen, I will say this. This is really a part, really a reunion of sorts. It is a reunion because both myself and Doc started podcasting with Stephen, and we are just so thrilled to have Stephen Ron Keough, the head honcho of KSDAD Radio, with us today for this wonderful watch. Thank you so much, Stephen, for coming on this. This is great.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Nada.
So, I will at least let people know that I am not as familiar with Santo films as my other two compatriots here. So I'm going to give it over to Stephen first. And Stephen, can you give us a little bit of history?
Well, I don't blame you because, as I told you earlier today, there were only three Santo films that K. Gordon Murray brought over here. Out of 72 films, at least, only three we got.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. I got to know Santo Films through some contacts up in New York and seeing them in New York in the 80s, but I didn't know them beforehand. How about you, Doc? What do you have to say about Santo Films?
I actually got the Santo versus the Monsters DVD box back in the day when it was at FYE over in New Hartford. I mean, I've heard about Santo because of you know, YouTube and different books I've read. And I saw the box set. It was either that or the Dolomite box set. Oh, boy. I decided to go with Santo. And these movies are so much fun. They're crazy. They're inventive, very inventive. And you learn a lot about the masked wrestler's culture, which is really kind of neat. So I'm more than happy to learn more.
Mm-hmm. And that was a big thing as I was doing some research in terms of that, you know, the culture and how El Santo and Blue Demon and the Luchadores, they all were so much a part of Mexican culture, and they were heroes. There's a comic series that came out in the 50s and started the whole thing, and it's just amazing, the culture. So right now, Santo and the Blue Demon versus Dracula and the Wolfman is on Midnight Pulp, and to get it without commercials, you have to sign up for their trial offer, or you can take a look at what's there and pay $4.99 a month, then it's worth it, as far as I'm concerned.
Just because they have a lot of weird culty stuff that Shudder,
and Arrow.
Arrow and the bigger boys won't touch. Like the whole Santo, they have like a Santo collection, about four films. They have Doctor of Terror, Night of the Bloody Eight.
They have a lot of Nazi exploitation.
Yeah.
Ooh, hello.
Yeah.
They have nunsploitation too?
Doctor Bash, you mentioned that almost every Friday at Monster Bash during its prime years, during Taco Friday, they would 9 times out of 10 show a Santo film.
Yes. I remember. Yeah. Funny, the one that I remember the most from the Bash Friday nights, I don't remember what movie specifically it was. I know Steve knows. But the scene that just, I lost it laughing because I didn't understand the culture then at that time, was Santo was sitting with a cardigan sweater with his mask on playing chess with a regular gentleman. And I just lost it. But now I understand that in Mexican culture, mask wrestlers always wear the mask.
I think that was Santo versus the Vampire Women.
Mm-hmm. And there's one too where he's taking a shower with his mask on and his boxing short, wrestling, just
mask.
Insane.
Yeah. My favorite one is it shows him sitting in his lounge in a smoking jacket, pajamas, just relaxed. Smoking a big cigar with the mask on.
Yep.
But no one saw Santa's face until a week before he died.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went on a talk show in Mexico and showed his face to his fans. That was his way of saying goodbye.
Yeah. Also, he had different mask on when he had to eat. With the mask on, then he had a different mask that he could move his chin, and so he could eat with it, and so on and so forth. But you'll see a lot of that in the film. So we are at Midnight Pulp. I am at 000. Are you guys ready?
Tell me when you get to DCI Entertainment and Peter Hamilton Films.
Okay, is that 000 for you?
No, for me, that's 0011.
Okay, what I'll do is we'll start, and when it hits 11, I'll say play, Stephen, okay?
Okay, 0010, tell me to play then.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, 0010.
All right, so we are at Midnight Pulp. Stephen, do you want to give another intro to the film like you did the podcast before we go?
No, we'll get into that once we get in there. El Santo, the luchador with the silver mask. And that's
alrighty then.
The lover's name. Always look for that. El Emanecido de Plata, or the man in the silver mask. And he always wore that silver mask.
Okay. So here we go, and I'll give you when we're at 10, okay?
Yes.
We're going to go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, then go. And we'll start now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Go, Stephen, go.
Okay.
El Calderon Studios.
Okay, hold on. I gotta do.
Mascarda de Plata, Blue Demon, Aldo Montoni. And there it is. Santo and Blue Demon versus Dracula and the Wolfman.
Nice.
Renato El Hippie. I don't know if that really means he was a hippie, but hey.
Renato's a hippie. I like it.
You know, whenever you see the name Alfredo Salazar, it's going to be a decent or really, really crazy fun film.
Yeah, he directed The Manster.
Yes.
Charles Dahl, Juanita Perez.
Nice. I'm already digging the music.
Oh, yeah. They put a lot of work in these movies.
Miguel in the
Delgado.
The White Angel. And this was a real wrestling match we know too, and that's the real referee there. If you look in the credits, they even gave him a credit. And look how big they try to make El Santo look in the movie. And look at him next to this guy when this guy's standing up.
Yeah. Oh!
And this is actual real wrestling, not the WWE kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, the luchador style never, you would never know it unless you lived out west, like Texas, California, New Mexico, Arizona. But Santo never wrestled much in the United States, unlike the other ones like Mil Mascaras.
Now, the thing is, he is in the WWE Hall of Fame. He did as part of the Legacy group.
Yeah, El Santo was the first really big luchador.
Santo! You know, I was looking at this, and Stephen will understand this, but the whole idea of Mexico and this country just absolutely embracing Santo is much like Pittsburgh would embrace our wrestler, Bruno Sammartino.
Yeah, it's like I told you, it's an ethnic thing. Like out west, you get the Mexican wrestlers, the cowboy-style wrestlers like Terry Funk in them. Down south, mm-hmm. you get the good old boy wrestlers like Dusty. And up north, you would get the Polish and Italian wrestlers like Killer Kowalski and Bruno Sammartino.
Mm-hmm. From New York, right? New York State, or New York City area.
New York, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia.
Oh, I think he just punched him in the balls.
Yeah.
He did.
They
multiple
use all
times.
Sorts of terms. A low blow, I think my favorite was Gorilla Monsoon, call him a punch below the equator.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of southern exposure right there on screen. Hello.
Now, how much of this is theater, and how much of this is real? This looks a lot more real.
Yeah. It's harder to make it look real. And, here's your theater right there with the flames shooting out. And this guy was a mainstay in a lot of Mexican horror films. He played the doctor's assistant in Night of the Bloody Eight. You'll recognize his face when you see him close up.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love the color of that shirt.
Yes, they said now, Book of Kabbalah, Carl.
Yeah. Okay, you got to talk a little bit about the dubbing. We were talking about this because I just noticed it's pretty fucking bad.
Yeah, this is new dubbing that BCI commissioned for these releases. Because like I said, only three of them were dubbed by...
Kay Murray.
And if you ever watched them, they were actually decently dubbed. I love it. They
this
say it in dubbing. English, but when they say the names, they go full fucking Spanish.
Yep.
Mommy, I have been dressing. Bonita.
Boy, this dubbing is worse than, like, the 70s Godzilla films. Ooh.
When this set came out, a lot of El Santo fans were complaining because they would have been happy with just doing some subs on the Spanish dub.
Sorry, guys, about that.
Sorry.
And now back to the match. Now begins the third call. El Santo, when at his biggest, was like the Mexican Superman, Batman, Sherlock Holmes. That was the Mexican superheroes.
Yeah, and that's to be, you know, really pushed in terms of the comic series and everything. This is what elevated him to this stature.
And like Doc says, let me publish it again. It's weird looking at these films if you don't understand the culture, isn't it, Doc?
It is. It, at the time when I first saw them, yes. Now that I understand, it's like this is. It's like normal.
But isn't that true of any foreign culture that does horror movies or any movies? You take a look at Japanese or Hong Kong films, they have a whole different sense of honor and all of this stuff, right?
Yeah, especially
oh, yeah.
on the films they didn't intend to ship out of country. And these
right.
what these are, they weren't intending to ship these to America.
Right, and a lot of different horror films from different cultures don't end well. Like a lot of American horror films that ends on a positive note, like, you know, they killed the bad guy or whatever. In a lot of these horror films, good does not win. Or if they do, it's at a price.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because we were still stuck with the Hays Code, which I always slash, good must always win.
Yep. I like how the background has, like, little starlight in it. It's cool.
Yeah, they have that because, like I said, they didn't have any wrestler. You know, they didn't want to film it to a live crowd. So in case
right.
They can look
I was just about to
film.
Say that. There's no live crowd.
Oh, yeah, get some.
I wonder, this is going to sound really strange, but I wonder what it's like kissing a sweaty man in the mouth.
To make him look bigger and more muscular, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I want that overcoat of his. Seriously.
Yeah.
Dracula was a major foe of Santo because he did versus Dracula and the monster, the vampire. women.
So I don't know the series as well as you guys. These supporting characters, like this professor here and that, are the actors, do the actors show up in several of these films?
No, they're disposable.
Like some,
really, the only three
yeah.
that come back are like Contra, El Santo, The Blue Demon.
So there's no repertory company is what you're telling me. Okay.
Yeah.
I got to say, the women are attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
You can't have an El Santo film without pretty ladies. That's for sure.
Yeah. Because he was a ladies' man.
Yeah.
Even Paul Nassi was a luchador before he became a
horror
star.
Icon.
Yeah, icon.
I didn't know that. Very cool.
Yeah, he was. I knew that too.
Okay. Being a man of science means there is no science in the Central Films.
Mm-hmm.
Everything scientific, throw it out the window. Have a party.
So I got to say that the setup, you know, you always have to have the setup, and that's what you're dealing with right here.
Yeah.
And so once you get the setup done, then the craziness starts.
Yes. Yeah, that even happens in the Aztec Mummy movies, especially, though. That's when things go absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love the Aztec Mummy movies. I saw those on the Chiller Theater when I was
yeah.
a kid, and I freaking love those. Particularly the wrestling women versus the Aztec Mummy.
Yes. Excellent.
That's
then the one with the robot.
Say that again, Stephen.
Wrestling Women versus the Aztec Mummy is sequel to Doctor of Doom.
Okay.
But you wouldn't know by watching them because they changed it to Luchadores names in each freaking movie.
By the way, I just noticed,
yeah,
is that blonde woman like part of the Navy with that dress? Seriously.
Oh, no.
In the Navy.
And if you notice that a lot of Mexican horror films, you're going to see that fucking alley there.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I think this alley even showed up in Caltiki, the Immortal Monster.
And
okay,
he's
got to be evil. He's got the evil hat.
Town.
He's got the evil hat.
I absolutely love the shirt color.
They all do.
So good.
And what's funny is you hear them speaking the English dub so slow to match their lips. And then Spanish is really, really fast.
Right.
I really got to say, this is an absolutely gorgeous print of the movie. I mean, it looks fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Now, look at the guys in the background. I love that shot, man. Uh-oh.
Color porn. That's not color porn, guys. That's color porn.
Oh, it turns things into like you're on acid. Colors. Everything's melting. Everything's melting. Ah!
Look at the colors, Duke. The
I
colors.
Want his ashtray. You can keep the jacket. I want his ashtray right there.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's more of a pipe ashtray. Of course,
I
it's
know,
probably the pipe.
I just love the whole set up with all the Aztecs and the Mexican antiques and stuff, like those statues and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Foreshadowing. You better answer it.
It's so funny. It's like, okay, so the doorbell's ringing. You got a knife? Wait a minute.
Oh, no wonder the dolls have a credit.
Yeah, there's like dolls. See, there's dolls all over that room. That's why they got them free. It's like they promoted the doll maker.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
See, look, the knife is glowing red.
Ooh.
The damn knife, damn it.
Probably not the best time to go to bed. Something's going to happen.
Yeah, especially since you left the knife in the kid's room.
We're Mexicans. Nothing. It's never a bad time to go to bed.
See, that's the time. I got to admit, he's dressed really nice, man. I like that vest.
Oh, yeah, and the bedspread, too.
They made money on
these
because they made money on these.
Oh, yeah.
And they got and they hit upon the idea.
Bless you.
That is a big-ass closet.
Yes. Oh, I just said bless you because my senior cat, Scott, walked in and scared me about bumping into my back, and then he sneezed. Good boy, though. Good kid. You know the Muffin Man?
Yes, I know the Muffin Man.
I don't care. I want that werewolf thing that shoots flames like that.
That's pretty awesome.
A whole lot!
We spend their lives taking care of them. And I,
fiberglass caves. Gotta love them.
This is sort of taken from, what was it, the second or third Dracula film?
Something like that. I think it was the third one. Rises from the grave, right?
Dracula and Prince of Darkness, where they cut the guy's head. You know, cut the guy's head off over the coffin and the blood just blew.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, we got shit happening. Yeah, they don't waste any time, man. Once they get going, it's like, all right, full speed ahead, Foley Saunders, yo!
Well, that's the whole thing.
If he can slide it to the side like that, why the fuck did he need the crowbar?
Good question.
Or why didn't he just take that winch that motherfucker was tied up to?
I don't know.
For dramatic effect. He's got to be really strong to actually, like, haul somebody upside down like that. I mean, unless he's using, like, some winch system.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that is. That's a hoist.
Ah.
Yeah, of course. Dracula.
Ouch!
Why are the shoulder blades on top of the ribcage?
Okay, that's a fake scar. I'm just saying, everyone, that's a fake scar.
No.
You haven't noticed?
It's made of super glue and duct tape.
Well, it's the bad guys. They gotta have scars.
Absolutely.
Really, that's how much weed Carl smoked back in the 70s, Doc. His eyes were like that. Just...
I love that the clothes come on first.
Well, they have to do it tastefully, you know. What the handsome bloodsucker you are. Oh, boy.
He even got a damn cane. That's what I like. Come
nice.
Back from the dead ready for a night out on the motherfucking town. Now, how the hell are they going to bring the werewolf back?
Studio 54, here I come.
You do not see the white powder on my shirt. You do not see the white powder on my shirt. There we go. You know, this guy is the second Dracula I've ever seen with a can.
Yeah, you got, you know, it's all about the, you know, the 150 suntan lotion proof, man. Got to have 150 or more to get outside.
What was that one guy's name who actually played Dracula? It was a comedy, of course, but it
George Hamilton. George Hamilton.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dracula with a tan. Ooh,
a werewolf named Rufus. That makes them sound cute, doesn't it?
Yes.
Oh, Rufus. He's going to rip my throat out. He doesn't do.
Rufus, I love it. Is he black? No, but he's hairy.
I don't know. Is he going to start singing Tell Me Something Good?
Okay.
Hey, at least he's got a cool belt.
I love that they have pants on.
Yeah, and that cool yellow-ass shirt.
Yeah.
Man, that's stylish.
I'm telling you, they would be a hit at Studio 54, at least CBGB's. Maybe a little overdressed for CBGB's. And where are your, you know, aren't you supposed to have fangs? You know, fangs for the memories? Or if it's Ken Russell's fangs for the memories, but that's beside the point.
And his hair, so I think this is where Warren Zevon got the line and his hair was perfect.
Yes.
It could be.
That's how my stomach sounds in the morning, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love how she starts to scream before I
look at that guy right there. He don't give a fuck. The guy in the black red shirt and there, he just don't give a fuck. Yeah, I'm going to die. They're going to rip my throat out. Who gives a fuck? Don't have to pay the bills no more.
She's dead, but she's still breathing.
I love how the fire comes.
Hey,
out.
Hey, 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 hey!
Fire.
That was a little bit too long.
It's like
it's
ejaculating. Seriously. Oh, that was a good one.
There was no fire.
I don't care. His head was a little bit too low there for a second, buddy. We're not biting down there, not in this film.
No, we have to do Sean Rooney. Okay?
Yeah.
Hey, Wolfie, how you doing? Doing all right. How about you, Jackie? That's all right.
Hey, don't call him Wolfie. He's already got the name of Rufus. How can that guy they killed be the last Cristaldi when Cristaldi's daughter and granddaughter?
I don't know.
Wait, where the fuck am I going?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it right of the stalactite or right of the stalagmite? I don't know.
Stalag pillow, maybe? For like 17?
Hey, like that cops really just don't give a fuck. God damn.
Yeah.
A lot of people just leave for no fucking reason. Hey, she's wearing a kimono now.
Okay, the checkered suit needs that's a little bit of a push there.
Hey, he's got the tie. Leave him alone. He's got the tie. The cap, what they call them back then, those types of ties.
That's
one
polo tie, isn't it?
Is it an ascot?
Yeah, an ascot.
You're right. It's an ascot.
Ascot makes you feel really good. I think.
I had to think of, like, what Fred wore from Scooby-Doo.
Holy shit, it's Hermano from Night of the Bloody Egg. That's the
nice.
Bloody Egg himself.
Oh, yeah.
And his damn hair is still perfect.
Absolutely.
I slept on this damn boulder all night, and my hair is just beautiful. Rogaine.
I still want that bell to his.
Okay, those sideburns are interesting.
Yeah.
That's how you know his name is Rufus, the Wolfman, because he's got
the wolf. No, that Wolfman story is too fantastic. But talking logically like a normal person to a guy in a silver fucking mask and an ascot.
True.
Oh, man, he's bam.
I'm so pretty.
I look good.
I'm so pretty. Oh, so pretty. I'm so pretty in my
Be
blue
quiet,
tie.
Be quiet, bro. Next thing you know, we might start hearing Staying Alive from the Bee Gees as he's walking down the street only in Spanish.
or the theme from Shaft. We could do the theme from Shaft again.
Oh, God, yeah. It won't be as good as it was in the one-armed boxer, but hey.
But it can't be as bad as it was in Gotti either. I'm never going to forgive
you
for that.
Why did she fear her daughter? That's exactly what she said in the sub said. Why does she fear her daughter? Oh, no wonder they call him Pio the Hippie. He does have that long hair.
Long hair, freaky people.
Need not apply.
Mm-hmm.
You want those wrestling trunks, Carl?
Okay.
The tie-dyed?
Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
You know, is it my imagination or is Blue Demon actually bigger than Santo?
Yeah, he is.
That's what I thought. Now, the son of Blue Demon, when I met him at Monster Bash, I'm a big dude, but he dwarfed me. Like,
that was his son
man.
You met.
Yep.
This is pretty cool wrestling, man.
Oh, yeah.
Of course,
fast.
That's why they love Lucha Libre. It's more, it's like you like, Paul, with just more action and stuff. But
yeah, and less, you know.
Bullcrap that WWEF brought into it.
Yeah, it's very, very fast moving. And looks more painful, too. Oof. I'm just looking at that and my legs are hurting.
That's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to look like the moves, even though they really can't, they can fucking hurt you. Like you ask any bar bouncer worth his duff, the full Nelson is a great move to get somebody out of a fucking bar real quick.
Trust me, I agree with that because I used to be a bouncer.
And I love how they changed the blue from the background into red with the same stars.
Yes.
No, it's purple, my bad. Might be red because I can see red reflected in
Nice move. I got to admit, the wrestling here is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And these are real matches, correct?
Yeah, done for the movie, but they are real.
Renato Hippie.
Renato the Hippie. Renato.
Do not pull the mask. That's worse than pulling a man's finger, especially in Mexico.
Yeah, taking the luchador's mask off is the same as castrating him.
Yeah, it's a mortal sin you just do not do.
God damn, even El Santo took a fall.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, it is a hippie.
Hippie dippy.
Now, they actually were not real friends in real life. They did films together. But,
there's a lot of friction.
Yeah, there was a lot of friction, but they were more friends than every other luchador and... Mil Mascaras, the prick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I
Ooh,
love that
Cornette, Carl.
Oh, damn.
It's
I love
kind of hard to pay attention to
I love
the
60s.
Hello.
Oh, what a setup. Ain't it beautiful?
Whiff. Please come over to my place and take me there. Hello.
Exactly.
Yeah. Me and Carl have seen movies that start like this.
Hey, oh, easily.
And then they go bow, chicka, bow, bow, a couple of days later.
Yep.
But that's the big thing about American movies about wrestling, except for maybe the wrestler and Dean. They take the wrestling seriously.
Right.
Even they put the wackiest, all sorts of stuff in the monsters and everything else, the wrestling itself is traced from respect. It goes back to an old saying. In Japan, it's a sport. In America, it's a joke. In Mexico, it's a religion.
Yep.
Now, you said that to me earlier, and as I was looking at it, it is. It's very much a religion. You know, it's something, you know, it's like football right here. I mean, you live in Pittsburgh, you're a Steeler fan for friggin' life, right? I am, for sure.
Yeah.
And so this is national, though, as opposed to, you know, a city or an area.
Oh, and those aren't the bands on his shirt. That's the Mexican flag colors.
Nice.
Is he a werewolf? I don't know.
Yes.
Good one. She's a 10 out of 10. And she looks good in leopard print, too.
A sad romantic
don't ask,
woman.
Don't ask how I know.
Hey, like Sancho in lime green leisure suit.
Yeah, seriously.
You thought that only Americans dress that tacky, Carl.
Mm-hmm.
I can see the strings.
Oh, absolutely.
Great transition. That was a fabulous transition.
Well, I'll give him that.
Yeah.
Okay, what is that around his neck? I know it's some sort of bobble, but what is it? Does anyone know?
As close as they could get to the one that Lee, oh, it's an Aztec icon.
This is not a good thing.
Ah. See, that's the one thing about a lot of the older Mexican horror films like this, is they don't hurt the kids. They may scare the hell out of them, but they don't hurt the kids.
That's because the kids got the knife that the guy didn't answer the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can tell just by looking at him, this is much later in El Santo's career when he was an older guy and Blue Demon was the young new guy in town.
Exactly.
This is the most profane Dracula I have seen besides Udo Kier.
No, that his medallion looks like a bat and a man combined.
No,
so it could be Batman.
It's not the most profane vampire. I can tell you that.
I said
but maybe
besides Udo Kier.
Well, I was thinking Michael Pataki in Grave of the Vampire.
Yeah, but he didn't call the girls whores and bitches.
Yeah.
Hello.
Rufus. I would kill myself if that was my name. I swear to God. Rufus Rex. That sounds like a bad. It went from the good punk band from the 70s to a bad punk band from the 70s. Like a band. It's like Rufus decided to become a T-Rex cross cover band.
Yeah, Mark Bolan and Rufus and Chaka Khan all together. Scary.
Oh. You know, it's like Rufus Rex. It's two dog names in a row.
I love that. She's in love right now, and look at her dress. That's nice.
Aww.
You see what I'm
talking
about?
They're all little hearts.
Yeah. Ominous music. Only this is going to have Profane Dracula again calling someone a motherfucker or calling someone a damned or a goddamn.
You want the motherfucking Van Helsing. Jesus Christ. Yeah. That's an angry Dracula. You know,
why the hell did they leave the door open? Other than so Blue Demon could sneak inside.
Yeah.
But even enter the open fucking gate.
Well, he's got to show off for the audience here. He's having trouble with that
like
tree.
An asshole the way he can't climb that tree.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, on the subject of a profane Dracula.
He's talking to you, man.
I actually saw Dracula, the Dirty Old Man. It's
oh, God.
It's
why?
So bad. Well, because it
that's
was
the one with David Niven? Is that the one with Niven? No, that's old Dracula.
Yeah.
No, Dracula, the Dirty Old Man was one put out by
something weird.
Something weird that they lost the vocal soundtrack to, so they did a "What's Up, Tiger Lily" on it.
Yeah, and Dracula sounds like an old man. Yes.
No, they're an old Yiddish man.
And let's not forget either that today we lost Louise Fletcher, who was Mama Dracula or Countess Dracula, depending on which cut of the film you see, if you can see it, which is really hard to, by the way.
Why would you want to see it?
Oh, good question. Louise Fletcher. That's about the only reason. Santo, I hear you,
But I don't see you.
Look, they got bat transmitters in that watch. That's just so fucking cool.
Where are you?
Yes, it's the Lucidor communication system.
Mm-hmm. I'll get the car keys. Why are the car keys upstairs? Why are they at the...
I don't know. It's a good question.
Seriously, why are the car keys upstairs? I don't get that.
I don't know. Just enjoy the good jazz, Carl. Don't you admit that's a good little jazz tune playing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a good score. There's no doubt about it.
You know, these are two masked men who are following you that are actually the good guys for once. Usually when masked men follow you, it's to, well, in the, according to the movies, kidnap you or
unless
scare
it's
crap
the
out
Lone Ranger.
This is true. But he's got a
horse. Yeah, but remember what Looney Bruce said about the Lone Ranger?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lone Ranger's a fag. Yes, I know, okay? I'm the Lenny Bruce fanatic here.
Yeah. Here's a question I have for a lot of movies, not that this. How the fuck do you not notice when that small car someone's hiding in the motherfucking back seat?
Yeah, seriously.
Danger prone Daphne's at it again. Roll, roll, Raggy.
Ah, this is cool.
This, yeah.
Okay, you know, I got to say something. The girl with the blue top. They're not torpedo bras, but they're close.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, they're accentuating something.
What the fuck was the use of that?
I don't know.
Hey, get some potatoes, man.
It's potato.
Potato. Yeah, let's call the whole thing off.
Oh, okay. We got this shit going on.
I love it. Turn on the oven. The what? Look at me. Yeah, motherfucker. We're going to kick your ass.
They're going to kick it real hard, too.
Right now, basically, if we're taking bets here, I think we've got a 99.9% chance that Santo and Blue Demon are going to be just fine.
Oh, yeah.
270 degrees to burn a man. Ha, 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 ha.
Things are about to heat up a little bit.
You'd be well out 5 hours to cook a damn chicken at 270 degrees.
Yeah.
You have four guys with four guns, or three guys with three guns, versus two luchadors. Who's going to win? The luchadors.
Easily.
And I'm very impressed by any woman who can drive a forklift.
Yeah, seriously.
And there's a lot of women who can. I actually work with several who can drive a forklift. And they happen to be pretty awesome, too.
Okay, this is the Spanish version of Kung Fu movies.
Yeah, right.
No, seriously, it is.
If it was a Mexican version, because if it's a Mexican version, they just shoot his ass on sight. We won't wave at all this fucking ass-whipping shit. We just go, Bam, 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 bam. Okay, suck it.
They're having a roll in the hay. You see that? The guys are literally having a
roll. Roll, 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 roll.
Hey, kiddo. These guys are just flying all over the place and getting smacked around. Great. You puny mortal men are no match for myself and the Blue Demon because we are wrestlers. Ooh, high flying action.
Whee!
Ow!
God, these movies are so much fun. They're so silly.
Come here, Alan, what you ask?
I think he was having too hard a time carrying that cardboard box. I'm just saying.
Right. What the film was? Air? Oh.
Al, I'd hate to get it. I'd hate to get my head hit with a bag of potatoes that big.
Yeah, seriously.
Cops don't arrive that early quick in New York, do they?
Nope. Not
five
at all.
Hours later.
I think the siren is has finally ejaculated and is like slowing down there. It's shrinking. Such a shame.
They are both stupid. They are both idiots. Okay. Just eight.
You are very right, baby. You are very
I like the phone. That's like
the same thing.
Oh,
like
go! Coffee cup.
I gotta say the print of this is gorgeous. The colors are just popping.
Oh yeah.
And the set design is really nice. Love that dress. You know, if Rachel was, I kind of wish Rachel was here because she's a costumer, and she would really like get off on the costumes here.
This is the description of the house. We're according to that family. It's an abandoned.
Rufus Rex, you're a good boy. Good boy for helping us.
Good boy, Rufus. You want a doggy bone? No, I didn't say that, princess. Go back to sleep.
Yep.
Yeah, as soon as I said those two words,
you were already kissed her up.
He jumped up. He's like, "What did you say, Dad?"
Bosk.
What? Bosk. Bosk in the glory of. Oh, never mind.
What a beautiful
look,
car.
Look, they got different cars all the time, too.
Yeah, they do.
I ain't complaining, but I love that red car.
Oh, yeah.
That's one thing about these Santa movies. They have macho men, beautiful women, fantastic cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even the black and white when he's driving fancy cars.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Well, shit. All that good jazz music again. They call it suspense, well, I call it.
Yep.
This looks like the same set as Vampire Women.
Probably was. It was filmed at all their own studios.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Calderon was the biggest studio in Mexico, wasn't it?
Second
biggest, okay.
Yeah, the biggest were, dang it, the guy who did Night of the Bloody Apes, Guyana Tragedy. Cardona,
okay. Ooh, he's under control.
No, he isn't. He's knocked the fuck out.
I was hit by a man and another man with a thing.
That is the worst moon since the original Evil Dead.
They told me you saw them leave the house.
Yes, sir. We left the house together. We waited to depart,
and you didn't see them return?
No, sir. It was already late night, went to bed.
It was an animal. Somewhere in the woods. It was an animal blood. It was human blood. We're watching around.
How do you know human blood?
Just in case he goes back there. On the other hand, the mob boss swears he hasn't seen a man matching Rufus's description. The one who hired him is more or less as you describe, a hunchback. I hope this is nothing more than a simple escape planned by
God,
your cousin.
God, he's a proper fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm.
You have completed your part of our vengeance. Jason would be happy
with you. Jason would be happy with you. Only Satan I know from a Mexican film is the one from Santa Claus.
Oh, God. No. No.
Oh,
no.
That
Satan.
And there's the guy playing. There's them playing chess, Doc. This is the film you remember.
Yep. I'm so pretty. I'm so pretty. So pretty.
No, that was
okay. That dress is, that dress, you need to be, need to have a.
You're under my power. Even though I'm not looking in your eyes, I have you hypnotized. I can do this sideways hypnotism. It's a Mexican thing. White boys can't do it. We know how to reflect our hypnotism powers off of shiny shit and just bam, 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 bam.
Nice.
Hey, dumbass. Dumbass.
He's a good-looking Dracula. I've got to give him that.
Yeah.
I love the cane, though.
Oh, yeah. The cane's great. No, not a killer, though. And it doesn't twinkle, either.
She's trying so hard not to giggle. I know she is. Look at that.
Why do these motherfuckers hawk monsters hawk at 1 second still? He could have had her bit and on the run by the time he got around.
Oh, absolutely.
Just like that guy had that knife 1 second from being stabbed in his back, and all of a sudden, one noise, he ran. This motherfucker gets up too easy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how you doing?
Not the bald Mexican. Us bald Mexicans, we don't give a fuck. We don't give up.
So where did this vampire come from?
Remember, he's one in a million that they bid at the first in the movie?
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, gotcha.
I'll leave the window open so the vampire can get me. Even
oh,
got full
damn. Yeah, you're almost seeing buttocks there. Seriously.
Yeah. Detox.
I love that bat.
See, balls, Mexicans don't fuck around. That's his problem. He got hair on his head.
So hair makes him a nervous vampire?
You and your brother make sure they do not get in my way. I don't know why the werewolf is the werewolf has got his shit done, crossed the T's, dot the I's and crossed the T's, and did it in front of their motherfucking faces.
Ah, polio injection scar. Random factoid for you.
And they're back playing chess.
Not exactly the smartest thing to do.
You
know,
gentlemen are better wrestlers than chess players.
Oh, nice lighting. Nice reveal.
Does that have to come with an insurance plan? If it does, count me in, honey.
That sounds like my ex-wife right before we get divorced. I'm coming. Yes, Steve. You're so macho. You know, this is dumbass always fucks up in this movie he's playing, Jeff.
I tell you, that's a great chess set. Fucking great chess set.
I want that purple jacket, goddammit. And music is its head order.
Very good organ music.
Like I said, they didn't do these on the cheap, no matter what some people who wrote about these before they only seen them on crappy VHS prints with no subs thought.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I'm going this way. Gotta slap the plant.
Hey, your backbone to call the El Santo.
Yeah, seriously.
What the fuck? Did you hear that? He called her Josephina and Josefina in the same fucking sentence.
Nope.
I want to see whoever did this, Dub, and show them what the inside and outside of my hand looks like.
So technically for this print, this version, her name is Josephina?
No, he called her Josephina, then Josefina.
Yeah.
Just a what?
Honey, be careful not to twist your ankle in the woods. There you go. Okay, good.
I'm a stupid idiot. Yup, I got me a bat phone. I won't use it.
Look at me. You know you're looking at her butt. I know that. Just keep going.
Listen.
Whoever thought that a large man like that could be taken down by a tiny net?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
This is making El Santo look like El Stupido.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
You know if they gave him the Christopher Lee eyes there?
Man, this is bogging down a little bit, Ken. So just want you to know that.
I know.
It'll start getting wacky. They've got like 20 minutes left. It'll start getting bananas here pretty soon. Chicky.
Thank
you.
You somebody knock this idiot the fuck out. Thank you.
The beatings will continue until the movie is over.
Well, where the hell is it?
Someplace that's not here.
Immediately, he's going to go upstairs to the daughter's fucking room.
Right.
So, where is everybody? Hey, there's a dagger.
Dagger.
Excuse me.
Does he have his blade down in his pants?
Yes,
yeah.
That's a great way to cut the butt.
And yeah, no shit.
You new asshole. Everybody's gone. Yeah. Way to go, Captain on the ball.
Thank you. Captain Oblivious. What happened?
Yeah, you're basically a half hour behind, kid. You better get your shit together.
Yeah, really.
And I bet he'll catch up just like that. That is one big ass door.
Absolutely. Love that door, man. God bless.
And it's self-locking.
They do so many good things.
Style with the Vampire Brides in the red dresses like that.
Yep. Welcome to the house you will never leave.
I've seen movies that didn't begin like this, Carl.
Yep. So have I.
They would bend her over and watch her and leave her for me. I could bite you right now and make it easier, but I won't because I'm a dumbass. Yep.
We need plot convenience.
Ooh, red sheet.
I love the red sheet,
man. I think Homer alive. Oh, she hit her hand. I thought she was going to slap her across the face.
Wham! Are you?
Why do you unhypnotize her? Okay, now she can scream and everybody knows that she's there. I mean, seriously, it makes no sense whatsoever.
I know, it's making no sense.
It actually made
but
a lot of money in Mexico.
Part of this on the dub.
Okay, I got to say something here. The kid's not acting that well. Not one of the better child actors I've seen over the years. Just when you
know. Yeah, the dubbing for the kids is so bad.
You're looking left and right.
Okay, that's not exactly the best rug I've ever seen either on him.
Who cares? She's naked under that red dress.
Nice.
Hello.
And that fucking shot right there is putting out of a Baba film.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's definite influences here. You know, and we talk about how silly this movie is, and in watching it, there's a lot of good in this. The setups, the lighting, the production design.
Why is the wind blowing through an open window that's not broken?
Yeah. Notice we haven't seen any mirrors either. That's another thing about, you know, the vampire tropes, no mirrors.
Hi, I'm your zombie grandpapa. I got to go to the toilet.
Look, if I give you a churro, will you shut up? Okay.
Is he crying or laughing?
I don't know.
See, look, boobies.
And they have that set up so you can see the boobies.
Of course.
A lot of these later films were filmed with hot versions, but El Santo's son and his family estate won't let him be released.
I cannot actually understand that. You know, they want to have... Okay, that's kind of weird.
Unless he's telling her how he wants her to act once the fun time starts.
Yep.
I want you to do to me what that candle did to the flame.
Blow me, y'all little kiss.
Look in my eyes. It will be easier for
you. Is he farting? There you go with the mirrors.
There we go.
Better make sure your hair is well fucking combed or you got a good wig.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there is a vampire film that talks about that, actually. How do they keep...
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a hairdresser and a barber. You know, you should just fucking bite her.
Sorry, I had gas. Just thought I'd share with you. It's all good. Go with the bitey-bitey.
Paper. It's still a fucking dagger, asshole.
Yeah, seriously.
Stabbing fucking instrument. An owie.
Yeah, definitely an owie.
Don't you hate it when someone keeps ruining your damn dinner?
Yeah, well, you know, the... Don't leave me alone.
Whoever picked that little girl's voice for this dub.
Yeah, seriously.
Almost as bad as the voice from House in the Cemetery. Almost.
Oh, my God. No,
almost.
Kid.
Not quite.
Oh, that hurts. You know what's the absolute worst one is that kid from Godzilla vs. Megalon, the first, the original dub. Good God.
Or that kid from the Gamera film. No, Gamera, be good.
Yeah. Kenny. You okay?
Yeah.
No, it's just
I'm
the gas.
I'm reacting the gas thing. It's the gas, man. It's coming out of my TV. I'm watching this in 4D.
Gotcha.
Well, you know, it could be worse. It could be my gas right now. Just letting you know.
No, mine's worse than yours.
Mine's pretty bad.
I don't want to sound gross, but like cat and dog farts. Oh my God. God.
Excuse me. Why the fuck are you not? Thank you.
Boy, this is the first time I ever got to feel up a luchador. That's awesome.
Okay, who's the damn narrator there? Does the blade have a voice?
Yeah, I remember you tried to call the professor earlier, but he didn't answer.
Ah.
We already did the Muffin Man joke, so I can't do that one again. Is this going to get to like a confessional like from Chunk and the Goonies?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, the blood's fake, kids. Don't worry about it.
Oh,
that was pretty cool, though. Did not expect that, actually.
It proves that the dagger for good and pureness is a fucking liar. Grab the dagger. I will be your servant. And as soon as he gets a chance, die, motherfucker.
Did you get all that?
Mm-hmm. You know, Santo's getting beat up like shit in this.
What is this, the Island of Dr. Moreau? In the House of Pain?
It's cool, we get to see how he kills the cowardly werewolf.
They throw him in a pit. A pit full of what? Oh, spikes.
Ouch.
Yeah, but they're metal spikes. They shouldn't do shit to a werewolf.
Right, unless they're silver.
Okay, so I got a big question here. Why are they all werewolves except our main werewolf?
Because he looks good in a yellow shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're all werewolves.
I know.
I don't get it. It doesn't make sense, kids.
One of these movies. These Santa movies. All right. If you can make this, you can go through American Gladiators.
You
52 channels of American Gladiators. You are free to do as we tell you. Ouch.
Even Dracula was disgusted by that. I'm feeling urges I shouldn't feel.
I'm feeling so manly at the moment. No, no, no.
You didn't know. Why'd you ask
me? The man said no. Go home.
Remember what happened the last time she didn't follow you? Your ass got saved.
Yeah, seriously.
She listens.
Maybe she
not very
knows
well,
she
though.
She knows how much of a dumbass. If this wasn't the late 60s, I was during this movie, I'd have Blue Demon giving the one-fingered salute.
Well, when is this movie? That's a good question.
I think it's the 70s, early 70s.
Okay. Nice.
Sorry.
Okay, canister or something. What the hell was that?
Band. Why are you going out without the dagger, dumbass?
Because the dagger isn't... He lost the dagger. Remember?
Yeah,
he knows
where it is. It's in Rufus's belly.
So they're trying to make this as scary as possible for Blue Demon and that, but it's really not working.
Oh, there we go. But remember, the wrestlers have an impeccable balance and heels, so they are the ultimate manliness.
What the hell is this?
Fuck it, run! See, that's Mexican right there. When the shit goes down, run!
Oh, man. This is so much fun.
Steven, we are just so happy you're with us.
Oh, my gosh, yes. So much. Thank you for picking me up, you kind old man. Didn't appreciate the drop, though. It makes you wonder how much time these fights
are choreographed in these fights. It's the choreography of these fights.
Oh, yeah.
It's really well done.
Oh, I love that. He punched him and did that headbutt thing. That was badass.
Yeah.
Oh! Shit. Head slapping him.
God bless, man.
So many.
As I said, this is Kung Fu Mexican style, man.
God, that's another pain in the ass.
Dang it, kid.
I want you to fall just for your fucking voice. Hey.
Ah, here we go. Here's the big fight.
Dun, dun. Here comes Rufus Rex. Orpheus Roman.
The king of Rufuses. He's the king of Rufus. Or the king of Rufies, maybe.
No,
I know who that was, but I can't remember because he roofied me.
And you notice that our heroes, their luchadors, have not killed anyone.
No, El Santo threw about 3 or 4 of these mothers in the pit. And according to Hunchback Dude, he killed 2 werewolves on the way here. And he's choking the shit out of that werewolf.
You know, that gold shirt is basically ruined now. It's like, my God.
So he just threw another person into the pit. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, that's a dirty move. How's that guy just not break his neck?
Yeah, seriously. Okay, I love the music here.
God damn.
And we have another one.
A turn is a big pile of cocaine.
Okay, kids, it's got to be a wooden stake, not metal.
Or T-bone.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
With a nice, heavy score, too.
Oh yeah, I've been mentioning that. I love the score.
Whee! And the dagger didn't have shit to do with the ending.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Brian, motherfucker.
See, they turn into piles of cocaine.
So, is Grandpa okay or not?
No, Grandpa got turned into cocaine just like the redheaded woman did.
Okay.
Remember, oh, all
boy.
Of you is turned on away. But what about when your mom doesn't show up anymore? Your mommy didn't like you, so she left.
We have a match tomorrow.
We've got a match tomorrow.
It's the two guys from earlier in the film.
It's the hippie.
The hippie and the angel. Oh, that hurt. Looks like it hurt.
Just in time for the tag match.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
oh,
buddy.
That's all.
I don't really know if they're terrifying, but they definitely look painful.
Mexican tag team matches are not like U.S. You have to tag out any, you know, anyone can get in the ring anytime they want to.
Okay, that's cool. Barbaric punch. You know, I love this that it's well put together, but we need crowd shots here. Seriously.
Yeah.
That was a kick to the balls, by the way, kids.
Kaboom!
El Cajon de... El Cajon de Crusher.
Yep. Nice.
Did the white guy shit his pants, or is that just the way I looked at it?
I don't know. I think he might have. Yeah. Not sure.
Could be just the shadows.
No, that's just the more lightweight light was showing in that one shot.
Yay!
Woot woot! That was fantastic.
Members of the FPPC, what does that mean of the RM? Does anyone know?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well.
But the other ones they got
that was
in Mantequilla, a boxing champion. Revenge of the Loyana. And Santo is the Vengeance of the Mummy. Santo in the Wax Museum.
Well, we could always do another one next week, next Saturday, if you guys want. Not a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's a
Steve. You want to pick it? Well, you want to pick it, Steve?
Yeah.
Okay.
Doom.
Okay, which one? La Llorona?
Doctor of Doom.
Oh, Dr. Doom, okay.
Dr.
Well,
Doom.
Yep, we'll have to search that one up.
It's like Rene Cardona, and it's the one they based Night of the Bloody Apes off of, but it's a Mexican, another Mexican luchador, luchadora film.
Okay. Okay, we'll have to find it and make sure that we can get it, because I've got to do it via streaming. But, yeah, we'll figure it out.
Midnight Pulp, man.
Okay, that is on Midnight Pulp? Okay, cool.
Yeah. And I've seen the sequel, which is the Wrestling versus the Aztec Mummy. Wrestling Women versus the Aztec Mummy.
Wrestling Women versus the Aztec Mummy, which I know very well. That one I do know.
Yes.
Yeah, that one got widespread release over here.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, some of these luchador films got wide releases over here, and just the rest were just ignored.
The thing is, they're fun, you know? They're fun movies, man. And this one was really, you know, well photographed, beautiful print, great set design, great, you know, colors just popped. I mean, you know, I mean, we're not talking about the greatest acting or the greatest script ever, but they're still fun as hell. They really are.
Oh, yeah.
So much fun.
Yeah, and this is not El Santo in his prime.
Right. But still good.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. The black and white ones were the early ones.
Right. And Aztec versus the Wrestling Women is definitely black and white. I remember that.
Yeah, and Doctor of Doom.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll do that next week. So let's do a quick roundtable of any last words about Santo and the Blue Demon versus Dracula and the Wolfman?
This may be the most ineffectual. Go ahead, Doc. You go ahead.
It was a beautiful film. Silly. But the best part was the three of us got together for it. That's the best part of this movie.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that.
Thank you.
It just makes me wonder again still, why the hell was Dracula in charge of everything when the motherfucker couldn't do shit?
So true.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, I tell you why, I think. If you take a look at the Universal films, right, Dracula was pure evil. The werewolf never was. Larry Talbot, we felt sorry for Larry Talbot. We never felt sorry for Dracula.
Yeah, there's a werewolf where you didn't, a version of the wolf man where you didn't feel sorry for him because he was cursed.
Right. And that's why Dracula is always at the head, because he's the most evil. That's why. At least that's my opinion. You can take it or leave it. Because he's the most evil. It's just like the Monster Squad. Who's in head of the Monster Squad? Dracula.
Yeah.
Right? It's always Dracula.
Well, the Driving Monsterama, the year they showed the Monster Squad, he knows my feelings on that movie.
Actually, I wasn't there for that.
I know. You're not a Monster Squad fan. I understand. I love the Monster Squad. But nonetheless, I just mentioned it because Dracula is always in control. All right. I think at this point we're going to do a little bit of...
And Doc, they've named us at the drive-in the two heads of it.
Oh, Gene and George?
No, we're the snack bar crew, because we always had those seats in front of the snack bar almost every year we were there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're talking the drive-in, right?
Yeah, the drive-in. Yeah. We were the snack bar crew.
Right.
Doc.
Oh, yeah. The
glider was my territory. I would fight people for that.
Yeah, and don't forget Halushki. Anyway, at this point, we're going to do a little bit of housekeeping. I just want to go through things right now. But before we do that, I want to give Stephen a little time to do a little bit of promotion on KSDAD radio and what we can listen to and so on and so forth.
More Fest show coming up. And coming Monday or Tuesday, we're going to be doing Almost Human, a terrifying slasher from the 70s.
Yep.
Ooh.
And I'll be on that with Stephen for that. Doc, why don't you talk a little bit about your YouTube channel and everything? Give everyone that information.
Well, my YouTube channel has actually been on a little bit of a 2-week break or so because I've been dealing with some issues. I had COVID back in April, but that hasn't helped matters. Basically, what's been going on is a lot of stress, and I am experiencing these massive pain attacks where it takes over my whole body. It feels like all my joints are on fire and my muscles are being ripped away from my scalp. And this has been going on for quite a few years, but it's like back then it wasn't as bad. Like I'd get them maybe once every few months and I'd be like, I'm fine. Now they're becoming 2 to 3 times a month and to a point where I cannot function. So we're trying to get to the center of that issue. Hopefully my doctor will call with some results. We are thinking possibly Lyme disease or rheumatoid arthritis or fibromyalgia. It's one of those, it's either a combo of those three or nothing at all. So we're going to find out what that is. But for the month of October, I'm actually considering making a scary foods or a frightening foods video or two. I have some durian in my fridge, and I also have some of those century eggs in my fridge. So we're going to see what happens with those.
Okay.
I plan on being more podcast.
Steak and shake, and then show the price after you buy a regular hamburger and shake combo. That's scary.
What's
this?
Yeah. So I got some interesting stuff planned. I also have. I finally finished off a set of Funko Pops. I've got the Alien Queen, Ripley and the Power Loader, and regular Ripley. So we're going to go over those this month on my channel. What's that?
Give us the three again.
Oh, I've got Ripley. I've got Ripley and the Power Loader, and I have Alien Queen Pop. So we're gonna go over those this month sometime.
That one I don't have. I keep seeing it in GameStop, that 10-inch Alien Queen that goes with Ripley and the Power Loader. But I just haven't popped on it yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're actually on sale right now for 50% off. So if you get the chance, I would definitely jump on it.
Because I've got the 10-inch Power Loader, and the amount of detail on that is amazing. I love the fact that they got in the little sneakers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very cool.
All right. Let's get into the housekeeping here as far as Deviant Legion. Okay, so we are doing on Tuesday, we had to cancel Big Ass Spider because of some issues with Rachel, but Rachel and I will be back on Tuesday for Big Ass Spider. We just said we're going to be doing Stephen will join us on Saturday again, and we're doing that now. Tomorrow TC is going to be Rock This Town Radio, and it's F-bombs away. It's every song has the F-bomb in it. And so we're doing that. Friday, on the 30th, we have Cathro Gray Mission, and that's Adam Perens does that. And we've got Chernobyl. And we're getting to the end of September. So we're going to be dealing – we have a theme for October. And our theme here at Deviant Legion for October is crazy horror shit from. And there will be different countries. And so Doc and I have already talked. We're going to be doing Italy. These are not set up yet. I talked to Noel Vera, and Noel Vera has agreed to come in and do a show about Filipino horror.
Nice.
I talked to Paul Carupe. We are working out a schedule for him to come in. Paul Carupe is the head honcho of Conexploitation.com. We'll be talking about Canada. I'm working on also doing, I think the two of you would be great for Mexico. I think we should do that.
I have warned you about that bottomless pit.
we can have a bottom there, and then
it is the void. No, there is no bottom. It's like the void in that thing, you know, you look into the void and the void looks back to you. There ain't even nothing to look back to you. That void is so big and deep.
Yeah, and we're going to sink into it a little bit for sure, because we are doing the Mexico. And we're also going to do a German one, and I still haven't figured that one out yet, who to get for that. I have someone in mind, but we're going to do a German one too, and we're going to do that not only for October Horror Month, we're going to do that for Oktoberfest too. And I was talking to Rachel, and I think we're going to do a German film with a charcuterie of German sausages and cheeses, and do it and beer. And we're going to do that when I'm down in Memphis.
I've got the idea for the title of your German horror, which really gives me the angle that you go for it. German horror, silence is golden.
that might work. I'm not saying that'll be it, but that might work.
No, I'm saying it works.
I get it, because it's Nosferatu and Caligari and that, but there's a lot of modern stuff too, of course.
Gollum, I mean, good God.
Oh yeah, and the Mabuse films. You know, I mean, Fritz Lang is all over that.
Mabuse.
Seriously. That's what we're planning for October so far. I can also tell you I'm in negotiations with Mike Mendez. I'm in negotiations with Todd Sheets. We got a couple other people that may come in and join us who have got new horror films coming out in October. So we're working on that too. So October is going to be a busy month, and I've been working hard to get that together.
We're going to be doing offbeat horror films, films that are off the beaten path. One I've already got picked out that me and Carl are going to do is, ironically, a German horror film. And one of my favorite versions of a classic horror tale by Valerian Borzek.
Oh, yeah.
And Mrs. Osborne.
Oh, yeah, we'll be doing that for sure. And let me tell you something. If you're a fan of Patrick McGee, he goes batshit crazy in this. Trust me. He always goes batshit crazy, but yeah. Yeah, and we'll be doing that, and I'll be working with Stephen on KSDAD Radio and guesting on that, and I really appreciate it. Guys.
And would ask Doc Mack for Thank Crapsgiving this year. But that idea scares me. That idea scares me.
Okay,
he's the only person to out-crap me on picking crappy movies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have about a minute and a half left of live broadcast, so just want to let you know.
Well, at this point, I thought what we would do is say goodnight, and I was just going to say it's so wonderful to have a reunion of the three of us. And it's been an absolute blast. Stephen, I want to give my sincere thanks. Same with you, Doc. This has been so much fun. And I think at this point, we should just say good night, everyone. All right?
Good night, everyone.
But
we should do it again.
But before
and again,
we do,
and again, and
but
again,
before
again.
We do, this will go into overtime. But we're going to end up with a song by the Novas. And it's called The Crusher. So here we go. Good night, everyone.
Milwaukee's best.
Good night.
Come on.
Good night, everybody.